Call to order this meeting of the Lindsay City Council and direct the clerk to take roll.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Here.
Councilmember Flores.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
I'm having some trouble with the connection.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
Mayor Kimball.
I'm here. And so Siri or whatever.
So are we.
So are we. All right, would everyone please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item is, as usual, our public comment period. The public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council, including agenda items other than notice public hearings. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Blank speaker cards are on the back table. Give the completed speaker card to the clerk before standing at the podium. Speakers should clearly state their name before they begin. Does anyone wish to address the council under public comment?
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair, and I'm marching to this next election to the beat of this city's needs. Needless to say, playtime is over. It's time to get back to work. It's time. It's time for a river of money to flow into this city hall. It's time. My name is Eric Sinclair, and I'll be here till the very end. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Hello, my name is Marcia Adetta. I'm not feeling very well this evening. When I saw on the agenda the item 10, which is the last item after closed session, is it to avoid the public on how well you're going to address this issue? I am appalled if the city council is considering a raise to the city manager. Are you aware that just a couple of months, the city was given the status of financial bankruptcy? And more so, the city reduced the amount of hours on city employees to help manage our budget. So why the raise? Makes no sense. Second item, I hope you, as members of the City Council, have been assessing the Friday night market, that it's being run by folks that lack experience and quality is missing. I know the first week there was vendors who were fighting among each other because they were so close to each other, and the fact that they're being charged more. And then the other thing, that there was a fighting, there was an incident, there was a shooting last Friday near Sweetbriar. So I hope you guys assess that. And I just hope that you really consider not giving a raise. I hope that's not how you measure performance. So bye.
Does anyone else wish to address the council? So did you want to address the council? No. Okay. Seeing no one, we will close public comment period and move on to item one, which is City Council reports. Councilmember Flores, anything to report tonight?
We have gone through the Friday night market. There have been some problems that have been initiated, but then that's, you know, we need to give them some time to kind of familiarize themselves with how things are run here in Lindsay. I think the city and us as city council have been giving them guidance. And I'm just hoping for the best for right now. That's it.
Thank you. Member Watson?
Well, I'd just like to say I appreciate all the comments, all the public comments. It's not easy to get up and speak, and so I appreciate all the ideas, the feedback, the concerns, you know, that's very appreciative. We did have a Parks Ad Hoc Committee meeting this last week, but a few of us were not able to attend, so it was kind of a, myself included, an opportunity for the Kiwanis Club, which is one of the groups that would really like to partner with the city to provide some financial resources for us. But I don't think, did we talk about the meeting we had with Merced? Oh, well, then let me follow up with that then. Mike and I had a really good meeting with Grant, business director at the city of Lindsay. I'm sorry, the school district, and Merced Doria, the facilities manager, about partnering with the city, the school, Kiwanis, and had a very good exchange of ideas. I'd say it'd be fair to say that these gentlemen from the school district are very interested in the ideas that we shared, creating a partnership that would allow us to develop a park on the east side of Lindsay, which would be extremely beneficial for a lot of the people on the east side, and then also to relieve a little bit of the pressure from our park right now, which is, you know, used just tremendously, which is wonderful. So we do have some other information that will be forthcoming after the school district puts together a plan, and so we look forward to that. But we do have some good progress going in that area. And that's it.
Great, thank you.
Kasian?
Yeah, I just have a few things. I didn't go to any of the meetings as well. However, I did go to the farmer's market. They do have a few issues going on regarding the vendors, but it looks like it's getting situated, I hope. So we do have to give them a little bit of time, like Yolanda says, just to get familiar with how everything works. I also had a co-worker that came up to me regarding the farmer's market. Well, it's actually regarding the Lindsay PD. And she told me she wanted to shout out to the PD that they're doing an awesome job. And just real quick, I just wanted a real quick story that she gave me. Her daughter lost her keys at the farmer's market. She did report it to the police officers because they had to leave their car there. So they just wanted just to patrol the area just to make sure that their car was okay. Then they ended up finding their keys and they ended up driving the car home. They let the PD know that, you know, well, we found our keys and, you know, we have our car home. And I guess they didn't relay that to the officers on duty. And right when they saw the car pull up to their house, they were saying, hey, you know, they were thinking that it was stolen, mm-hmm. but it really wasn't. So, and it was the same day. So they were, you know, she was very pleased that the officers, you know, did their job and they did an update and they were on it. So she was really pleased about that. I told her to come because I wanted her to come and, for her to say her story so we could all hear it. But she's shy and she doesn't like to talk in front of people. So mm-hmm. I told her I would go ahead and share the story. So just if the city of Lindsay can pass on that story and let them know a great job that they've been doing.
Good to hear.
That's yes. it for me.
Just a couple things. Since our last council meeting, Yolanda and I actually met with some soccer folks, some of the directors out there of the Lindsay Youth Soccer and Adult Soccer Leagues, and, you know, they just expressed some of their concerns with the sports complex and some information that I later put together in an email, passed it on to the city, and since then, you know, there's been more communication. I understand that, you know, Faustino's also playing a big role as far as like the water maintenance out in the sports complex. So it was just good to, you know that when we have these types of meetings and we follow up that things get resolved and improved. Also, we did have a Lindsay Health Advisory meeting last Monday, I think, and a lot of the events were on display here on the screen earlier, but you know, there's always a lot going on here in town. The memberships at the Wellness Center are continuing to grow. There's a lot of things going on for all of our community, from the little ones to, you know, our senior population. So there's something for everybody to do out there if anybody's interested. I know Lisa's been working with staff to put together like a calendar of just events that go on a monthly basis and maybe some contact information. And so I'm looking forward to that so that we can put it out and people know who to contact for what, because I do get that a lot at the schools. It's like, oh, who can I contact for this? And most of the time I'm able to give them an answer, but just having a flyer out there would be nice for all of the community to have it available. And lastly, next week, Saturday 25th, is the First Communion for our Catholic church here. I know that the Mass is actually in Porterville, but I mean, we have, I don't know, like over 200 kids doing their First Communion. So it'll be a busy Saturday. So just FYI, lots of partying going on. So be warned about that. So, and that's all that I have for now.
All right. Thank you. I missed the Healthy Kids, Healthy Lindsay meeting last week due to my health not being so good, but I understand that there was an interesting presentation on vaping and juuling that was given. I know Bill was there, and they passed out some good information on the health risks to young people through that, and it's something that we want to work with the school district, city and school district, to limit that as much as we can with our members. And I also missed the next meeting about the Olive Bowl Park plans, and maybe Lisa can catch us up on what happened on that a little bit. She gets a chance during staff report. So I have nothing to report. With that, we will let Ireland give us a report.
2 weeks ago, there was a senior barbecue that recognized those who are moving further with their education and going to a college, whether it be or even the military. It can be a 2-year, 4-year, or trade school. AP exams were last week and this week. FBLA is hosting a PE close design contest. The designs for the t-shirts are due May 15th. And then May 9th, there was a performing arts showcase. The drama, dance, and band all performed there. Science cast testing was today and tomorrow, and then prom is this Saturday. And that's all.
All right. Thank you. Staff report? Is that Mike? Is that Brad?
Okay. I've got a whole host of them. A lot of them, or I should say a few of them, are following up on some of the TEMS comments. But we'll start with the Wellness Center. Lisa's got a lot of programs kicking in the summer gear. Summer Kids Camp, Pound and Taste special event is going on still, and then registration continues for martial arts and the autistic program. In the pool, Skimmers have started. They started May 30th for their practices and meets. There's a meeting of the Skimmers on June 1st to look at their program, and other people might be interested. Swim lessons at the Aquatic Center has been very successful this year, and so that's good to hear, people using the pool in that kind of instance for training. Kayaking class is the 25th and the 18th, this Saturday and next Saturday. It's still open. And then lifeguard orientation for the kids that are going to be working over the summer is June 1st. So on the recreation side of things, we can touch on the Olive Bowl and Kaku Park project, but I think we're going to be bringing a pretty big update at the next council meeting. Mm-hmm. But in short, the groups that were at the last meeting identified 4 projects for concept design. And beginning this Friday at the market, between 5:30 and 9, public health advocates, which is the group that's helping us with technical support, will be at the market taking votes. And our question came up, voting from who? Well, everybody at the market. But they would like to really nail down Lindsay residents. And so people that would use the facility, whether you're inside the city limits, maybe a page more, just in the general vicinity. So we're not looking for someone from Port of Miller, if I saw you, Larry. So they'll try and weed out the people that are not from the direct vicinity. The purpose of the votes is to take four concepts that the groups have been working on. There were just over 20 people in the last meeting. But in the meeting before, I think there was 60. And so there's been a lot of input from the general public, primarily from the softball baseball side. But so they've got to a point where now concepts can be developed, and the market for the next two markets, people will see what those concepts are and vote on the most popular concept. So it's been a very lengthy process, a very educational process. But and what they're reminded of is that this is an application. The application is due early August. There's no guarantee that the application will be funded. And one thing that public health advocates reminded us is that in the last application round, one out of nine applicants was awarded. So it's very competitive. Keeping with recreation, Youth Soccer League ends June 8th. And the Youth Baseball and Softball League in June 1st. Lisa had a meeting with the youth group, soccer coaches, and parents. That was last night. And then we'll wait to hear from an update on that meeting. Schedule for the Wellness Center is packed between now and all the way to the end of June. It's curious to see, though, Ducor School is going to have a pool party there. All of the Lindsay schools are going to be there using the pool facility. So very exciting to see that outside area schools are utilizing our pool facility. On the city services side, water system seems to be working okay, still having some issues with the water plant. Seems that every time we address an issue, something else pops up. This plant was put into operation in 1978. And so we're experiencing some of those pains of equipment won't last and doesn't last forever. But we're still able to produce a lot of water out of the plant, and wells 14 and 15 are operating when we need them. Water conservation update. Our annual reduction from January to now has been 6.72%. Not necessarily a good number until you look at how Lindsay uses water. From our surface water opportunities that where we treat water from the Franklin Canal, that treatment is up 156%. That's a good thing, because we're maximizing that treatment plant and utilizing surface water. Groundwater reduction, 62.57%. So that's great. Not using groundwater unless we absolutely have to. So that's a really good sign. Consumer confidence reports for 2018 are due July 1st. And the reason why that's important is that July 10th, our disinfection byproduct notifications is going to be out in mail. So in that first 2 weeks of July, all water account users are going to see two notifications. One being consumer confidence report, that's an annual requirement. The other one being disinfection byproducts, that's a quarterly requirement. Hmm. And then the final thing on the water system is we're working on, actually tomorrow, our city staff is going to be working with school district staff to collect lead and copper samples. That is a state requirement to be collected at every school in the district. And that's going to happen tomorrow. We expect results, hopefully within 30 days, those go to us, those go to the school district, and any issues, we'll address it in the school district. Roundabout project is essentially done, except for that darn pedestal that you see on the south side of the road. That is a Frontier Communications pedestal. They were supposed to start tomorrow, May 15th. They are now scheduled to start June 15th. It's only going to take them 3 to 4 days. The key thing there is, though, they're restricted to work between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. So minimal disruption during the day, Hopefully they can get it done quickly and then pave that area and we can get that into full operation. And we're still talking with a couple of contractors on getting landscaping bids to get this project completed. That's the final phase. And then the other exciting thing about this is that the new LED street lighting at the roundabout has not been active until now. It should be working tonight. If not, it's going to be tomorrow night. So we can pull out that light tower that's in the center and see how the LED lighting lights up the intersection. And then to go along with LED lighting, all 570 streetlights in Lindsay have been converted to LED. So if you're driving around at night, you see white light as opposed to yellow. Mm-hmm. That conversion is done. I'll put all the rest of this. It's got a maintenance update and the building report for April. Put this in an email and we'll get it to end with this, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions for Mike? So now that the roundabout is just about done, how soon can we see other street improvements?
Good question. We're working on the street list now, the street project list. There were a total of 9 projects that council selected. We expect the draft final documents to be done by the end of this week. So our timing is actually pretty good. We know other agencies are receiving street bids for similar work that we're doing. They're receiving bids next week, so we have a contractor that's going to be in the vicinity. And so our bids are expected to go out in the next couple of weeks. So we want to be under construction sometime in June to get these projects started. Or start. Hopefully we'll get it done before July.
Great.
That Frontier box, did they have to wait till the roundabout was done to move that thing? I mean, why has it been like a year and then they're still moving it back?
It's frustration. The communication on their side, either not understanding, actually they didn't understand the construction schedule. We started construction and they outright told us, oh, we didn't think you were going to go to construction until spring of 19. And we were under construction late last year. And it's just, the communication just didn't get any better from there. So it's very frustrating working with them.
Yeah. Is there any way to put out a message saying something like that? Just because people think it's
our fault that that stupid thing is still there.
We communicated all the way to their corporate office in Southern California. And there was some movement, but there was still no sense of urgency whatsoever.
They don't care that some semi is going to run that thing.
And that's why it stands the way it does. If it gets hit.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're doing us a favor then if it gets
hit. Yeah.
Just like the sign
not
that was
sound
destroyed by a semi.
Right.
Come on. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Item 4 is our consent calendar. Routine items approved in one motion unless an item is pulled for discussion. We have minutes from April 23rd, warrant list for May 6th, treasurer's report for April 30th, resolution 1922, RSTP funds, resolution 1923, LTF claims that has to do with transportation funding from the state. Resolution 1924, indemnification and insurance requirements update, and TUP 1912 for Boulevard Knights Car Show. What action would council like to take? Moved by Sanchez.
Second.
Seconded by Cortez. All in favor?
Aye.
Mayor, we need to do a roll call on that.
Oh, because there's resolutions. I keep forgetting on that. Okay, with the clerk, please take roll.
All right, Councilmember Sanchez.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
And Mayor Kimball.
Aye. Item carries 5-0. Item 5 is TUP for Summer Night Lights, and this will be presented by Lisa Davis.
Good evening, everybody. So summer is here. As you can tell, our schedule is packed with lots of fun and lots of activities. We are involved with the Summer Night Lights program that is funded through Tulare County Board of Supervisors. And so we're excited to be able to use this funding in great activities for the youth and families of the community here in Lindsay. The first one up will be the Color Run. It's going to be on June 13th. Last year it was in August. It was a bit hot. We still had 87 runners, but I thought June it would probably be better. So we've moved that to June this year. We've also upped our game a bit. We're going to have a live performance that night on stage by a duo that goes by Cheyenne. One fiddles and the other one has guitar and they both sing. They play down at the Crystal Palace in Bakersfield. So I'm really excited that they're going to come. We'll have, of course, I'll run. We'll also have a live DJ, glow jewelry for the kids, healthy snacks. We'll do some fun Zumba on stage for the kids. And then we also received funding again from Kern State Prison. They have donated $500 towards the Color Run event to help us really provide a great event for the community. So excited about that. Next up would be our Kids Day, and that's going to be on June 27th. At the Lindsay City Park from 6 to 8:30. We have the reptile show coming this year, so I'm really excited about that. We'll have our magic show again, a DJ, and some free food for the kids and parents, that show. And then the last step through Summer Night Lights is we'll have our open swim and late skate night. Awake Skate Shop will again help provide the support needed to run the skate competition next to the pool. The pool will be open for a free swim. We'll have a DJ out there. Resource booths will be out there as well. So we're talking to different community like Omni and Healthy Start. They're going to come out and have booths to provide activities for the kids. We have two princesses that will be there. We'll have a mermaid and Polynesian princess that will be doing balloons and face painting. And we have some fun pinatas that we'll have out and do some age group so that all the little ones get a chance to do it too. And so just really looking forward to three really fun community events again.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any questions for Lisa?
Doing great.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks.
We need a minute order to approve or accept whatever the Summer Night Lights program in Lindsay. Do I have a motion for approval? Moved by Cortez.
Second.
Second by Watson.
Yeah, Watson's fine.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item carries 5-0. Our next item is second reading of Ordinance 572, amending Chapter 18 of the Lindsay Municipal Code, allowing for cannabis-related businesses in permitted zones with a conditional use permit, and amending other uses within the I-1H zoning code. And this will be presented by Brett Harmon.
So this being the second reading, there's not much change from last time. I think it was one word which that made it come out of one of the sentences. The text you have there in your book, and you can see here too that added different uses in there. And so there's, unless there's any specific questions, it's just a follow-up from last time.
Brett, on the zoning, I know we stated where we more or less wanted it, or where we wanted these storefronts to be, or permitted. So once that's once it's already zoned, so it can go outside of that.
Right.
I mean, I know we try to pinpoint where. You know,
right. Once you establish a land use code that applies to particular use, then the activities that match that use need to happen inside that land use area.
Okay.
And so if we want to change it, something council has to come back for a future date and change.
Okay. Okay.
And so this is the first of two. This is for the allowed uses, and then the second one is a permitting process. So.
Right. Okay. So, and if there's no more questions, what action would the council like to take?
Move to approve.
So it has to do it a little more detailed than that.
You know, it would help if we had the agenda.
So, has,
I propose that council declare the first reading of Ordinance 572.
The second reading
of Ordinance 572, amending Chapter 18 of the Lindsay Municipal Code, allowing for cannabis-related businesses and permitted zones with a conditional use permit and amending other use within IH zoning code. And waive the reading of the ordinance in full.
Thank you. It's been moved by Flores. Is there a second?
Oh, second.
Second by Sanchez. Would the clerk please take roll?
Councilmember Flores.
Yes.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Yes.
Councilmember Watson.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
And Mayor Kimball.
No. Item carries 4-1. And the item 7 is similar. It's the second reading of Ordinance 573, amending Chapter 5.28 of the Lindsay Municipal Code, allowing cannabis businesses and establishing permitted procedures and regulations.
I propose that the council declare the second reading of Ordinance Number 573, amending Chapter 5.28 of the Lindsay Municipal Code, allowing cannabis businesses and establishing permitted procedures and regulations, and waive the reading of the ordinance in full.
Thank you. It's been moved by Cortez.
Second.
Second by Watson. Would the clerk please take roll?
Keep up with you, I will. All right. So, Council, Mayor Pro Tem Cortez?
Aye.
Councilmember Watson?
Aye.
Councilmember Flores?
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez?
Aye.
And Mayor Kimball?
No. Motion carries 4-1.
Brett, I did have a question on that, but I mean, it's okay. My question is, for the permits, is there a limit of permits that will be issued out as far as, can anybody just go and get a permit? Or is it the city issues out so many permits, or?
Right. So the city will issue the permits out and we'll go through a bidding process for that. And so we'll establish the different criteria you need to meet for one of those permits. It goes out to the market, people bid on it, and then we select from that as we go through and match the criteria in the RFP with responses and interviews of people.
Okay. Any other questions?
I just really want to see the RFP before it goes out.
Item 8 is a request for future agenda items. Council members? Seeing none, then we will move into item 9, which is our closed session. Sorry.
Bye, guys.
You put on my mail already, anyway. So.
All right, microphones are back on. Mayor, would you mind restating that we're coming back out? I didn't have the recording on that.
Oh, okay. So we are coming back out of closed session into open session. Is there anyone else out there?
This one, she went back in her vehicle.
Oh. Well.
All right.
Yeah, got to move.
Our next item 10, discussion and possible approval of employment agreement with Wayne Ziegler, city manager. Is there any discussion?
Do we need to state there was nothing to report out of the closed session?
Nothing to report out of the closed session, by the way. What action would the council like to take on item 10?
wishes to take.
Yeah, really?
Didn't you okay, I'm...
Do we have a motion to approve or to not approve the employment agreement?
I will move to not give city manager a raise. Not a reflection on him. It's just we're not in a position to do that.
It's been moved by Flores to not approve the employment agreement.
I second. Changes.
Seconded by Sanchez. Would the clerk please take roll?
All right, Councilor Flores.
Aye.
Councilor Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilor Watson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
Mayor Kimball.
No. Motion carries 4-1. And with that, a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.